The thumping bass echoes in my chest as I scan the dance floor, drink in hand. I can't think of a better way to unwind after a long week than finding a gorgeous man to warm my bed. It's been... damn, I can't even remember how long it's been since I last had the company of anyone other than my right hand. The guys here tonight are all kinds of mouth-watering. It's like a buffet of sexy. How about a little beefcake with a side of twink? Don't mind if I do. I turn my gaze to the bar and my attention snags on a man. I'd like to say he's any other man, like all the guys here tonight, but something about him immediately draws me in. He leans over the bar and says something to the bartender that causes him to throw his head back and laugh. My eyes travel over my man's, and he will be my man. Tight, round ass and lithe frame. I mentally catalog the tattoos on both his arms and wonder if he has any more hidden under his clothes. The bartender slides a drink across the bar and then pulls a pen out of his back pocket and jots something, no doubt his phone number, down on a napkin before pushing that across the bar top as well. Oh, hell no. This one's mine. I gulp down what's left of the beer in my glass and make my way up to the bar, sidling up beside the man who will be screaming my name later tonight. Let me get that for you, I offer, handing the bartender a $10 bill before the other man can. My man turns his head and looks me up and down. My breath catches as I take in his emerald eyes and dimpled smile. There is no way I'm leaving the club tonight without him. Thanks, Madden, he offers his name and an extended hand. Thane, I provide mine in return and take his hand, noticing the firm warmth of his grip. I linger on the handshake for a few extra seconds, openly allowing my eyes to roam over his body. Madden does the same to me, and I'm happy to let him look. He seems to be pleased with what he sees, because after a few beats he tilts his head towards some booths off to the side of the bar. I'm happy to follow. So, Thane, he says my name like it's rich chocolate on his tongue. What do you do for a living? I grin, preparing myself for the response I know I'm about to receive. Telling a man what I do never fails to hit swoon factor 10. I'm a fireman. Be still, my beating heart, he jokes, fanning himself dramatically. So, your place or mine? Pump the brakes, stud. I'm not that easy. If you play your cards right, we can talk location later. Madden winks at me and sips his drink. His gentle rebuff only gets me hotter for him. It's nice to have a guy who doesn't take much convincing, but it's so much more fun when they make you work for it. Fair enough. What do you do, Madden? Tattoo artist, he says. You've got some decent ink. He reaches out and traces the tribal tat on my left bicep with his index finger. Thanks. I'm in the market for more. Where do you work? Heathen's Ink. It's not far from here. He reaches into his pocket, pulls out his business card, and hands it to me. Then he notices the Semper Fi tattoo on my right bicep and grins. Wow, a fireman and a marine. Boys must bend right over to grab their ankles at the snap of your fingers. I don't hear the word no a lot, I confirm with a laugh. Now I almost feel like I shouldn't let you take me home, just so there's a little balance in the universe. Aw, come on now, that would be cruel. You're right, that'd be a punishment to both of us. I should warn you, if you're looking for a guy to bend over, I'm not him. I'd be happy to flip you for it, though. His voice ends on a low, seductive note that has every nerve ending in my body on fire. Where has this man been my whole life? Now you're talking my language. The thought of taking turns topping has my insides turning to liquid lava. I don't mind bottoming, but usually I prefer to top. Madden's hard body pressed close to me in the booth, his green eyes boring into mine. I think I could be persuaded to do just about anything for him and beg for more. All right, we're playing a game, Madden announces decisively, waving down the waitress a few feet from our table and orders another drink. Never have I ever. You start. Never have I ever kissed a man. Madden rolls his eyes at the soft ball of a first round and we both take a drink. Never have I ever punched a shark, Madden declares. I snort a laugh as Madden takes another drink. You have not punched a shark, I argue. It was an inflatable pool toy, but I'm pretty sure that still counts.